how to garden successfully with peat-free compost. Many gardeners have been disappointed with the results after switching to peat-free compost. Whilst it might be environmentally friendly, comments on gardening forums frequently say it dries out very quickly and often contains pieces of wood and other debris. Sales of peat to amateur gardeners will be banned in England from 2024 to safeguard our valuable peatlands. They take thousands of years to form, locking up vast quantities of carbon, which is then released back into the atmosphere when the peat is dug up. The Royal Horticultural Society stopped selling peat-based compost in 2019, and RHS gardens are already 98% peat-free. But some gardeners are worried that seedlings and other plants will suffer when they go peat-free. The late gardening legend, Jeff Hamilton, was an early adherent to peat-free organic gardening, as he told viewers when he presented the BBC series Gardener's World from 1979 until his death in 1996. Jeff's ideas and techniques have been continued by his son Nick, who has shared some peat-free solutions to common growing practices. Sowing and potting. When it comes to sowing and potting vegetables, Nick says using the right compost is key. Buy seed or cuttings compost for seed sowing and potting compost for potting on. Adding soil or garden compost to the mix might be worth a try, certainly when potting more long term. I have used a 50-50 mix of peat-free compost and composted leaf mould for sowing, and that worked really well. Leaf mould. The leaf mould we compost has a really good variety of leaves mixed into it, and this seems to produce a compost that has a really good structure. This makes it too valuable just to put on the borders, as it can also be added to potting compost, he says. Leaf mould usually has an excellent level of trace elements, so will be feeding your seedlings and plants with nutrients that may be missing from the additional feed you apply. When potting semi-permanent or permanent plants into containers, adding soil or homemade compost or leaf mould to the mix will give the compost more body and a better long-term rooting medium for plants. Even with the right peat-free compost, supplementary feeding may be necessary, depending on how long your plants are in the compost. Yellowing leaves are a sure sign that your plants need a little extra boost. Nick recommends homemade nettle feed or seaweed feed for supplementing any nitrogen deficiencies. Boost peat-free multi-purpose compost. Be aware that fertiliser levels can be low with peat-free multi-purpose compost, as it is used for seed sowing as well as potting. I add pelleted chicken manure when potting on seedlings and a higher rate for veggies like tomatoes, peppers and aubergines. Chicken manure is great for plants as it is so rich in organic nutrients. It's an excellent source of nitrogen, which is one of the most important nutrients needed for healthy leaf growth in all plants. Watch your watering. If you are using peat-free compost, your watering regime may be different. I prefer wood-based compost over core. Different peat-free composts hold water differently. Similarly, some mixes of peat-based compost are quite free-draining, so it's important to take note and learn as you go along. During dry spells, when you find yourself watering a lot, you'll be washing away nutrients from the compost. My suggestion when asked how often to water is, if in doubt, do not water. If a plant wilts from underwater, then water it within an hour and it will be back looking great. If it wilts from overwatering, then the likelihood is that the roots have died due to waterlogging, and the plant will more than likely not recover. Use of fertilizer. Boost your plants and compost with organic fertilizer. Mixing in organic fertilizer can help prevent nutrient loss when you need to water heavily in drier spells. Peat-free compost will consist of materials that are still rotting down, such as woody material, which makes for a good open compost. However, because of this, the compost and the plants are both using up nitrogen, so it is important to top up the nutrients as required. Nick suggests using foliar feed if foliage is starting to yellow. This is sprayed directly on the leaves and allows for a faster rebalancing of nutrient levels and a quicker return to normal green leaves. Obviously, if you have sight problems, you'll need to have a friend to help you keep a track of this. Don't fear going peat-free. If you have been using peat-based compost your whole gardening life, however long or short that may have been, do not be frightened of these new composts. It is much better to start the ball rolling with your peat-free gardening journey now to give you time to find out the best peat-free compost for you, and you will be prepared for when you absolutely have to grow peat-free. Also, don't be afraid of failure. Initially, there will be some trial and error. As with anything new, it can take time to find the best solution. So good luck and happy gardening.